Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning.
Daddy, next time he does that, I'll pay you $20 to hit a... Right in the middle of
this
it.
This is
right
the morning shift. He is an all-American national champion.
What sport was that in, Bo? Oh, you're
Atlanta
talking about me.
Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah.
Mike Johnson.
I thought you were talking about you, man. I was like, man, that's crazy. Oh, no, it is me.
I am all Paulding County at talking. The nation will provide...
That might Let's be the go. Best line you've ever laid on this show. I'm all Paulding County talking. And there's never been more anything
County,
more truthful
baby.
Than that, man.
How's all county?
Nothing more truthful than what you
talking.
Just said.
At
we are the nation!
Yeah. God,
That's
don't
right,
start
Day-Day.
That, dude.
Boy, I love it when I got Day-Day right
early.
There.
Day-Day is 6:03, dude. Chill out.
Day-Day is my zen.
Yeah.
And I need him a lot of days.
He's your center?
Yeah.
Can you find your center?
And look, let's go ahead and kick off last night. First, Kyle Smith talked yesterday. If you don't know who Kyle Smith is, he's the assistant general manager of Atlanta Falcons. I like to think of him as like a better-looking version of Kyle Shanahan because they look alike.
Why are we giving out grades on their appearance?
He's a good dude. I like him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You don't have to say he's more handsome than Kyle Shanahan.
Well, I think everyone in Atlanta likes to take shots at Kyle Shanahan. I just took one that they've not heard before.
Are you the kind of guy that can, like, see a good-looking dude and look at your wife and be like, that's a good-looking dude, man. Like, that's a solid guy. Guy's got a good jaw.
Can I, you know what I mean?
Guy's got good shoulders.
Can I give you the opposite?
Yeah.
I'm the kind of dude that looks at a good-looking, a hot girl or a pretty girl and be like, what the hell is she thinking? He must be rich.
What's she wearing?
Or I go, you know, I can see it. He's a good looking
guy. Oh, I thought
you
meant you were going to trash talk females that are hot so you don't, like, so she doesn't think you think they're hot.
No, we'll sit down. You know, you see a couple and the guy's kind of a goober, right?
Yeah.
And you meet him.
Sure.
You meet a guy and he's kind of a goober and you go, well, yeah, but he's a good looking guy. I can see what she sees in him, right?
Goober's such a good word.
It is. I don't think it's used enough.
I need to use that instead of D-bag for sure.
But on the air, yes.
Yeah.
you know, but we'll get into Kyle Smith's comments about why they picked, well, you know, more reasoning to why they picked Michael Penix Jr. at 8. It validated what I said on Friday, Thursday night when it happened, Friday morning in here, and Saturday when we did our draft special.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. I want to tell you a real quick story. And Data, you can chime in. You guys know my truck got wrecked. I've been dealing with it. The insurance adjuster from the other insurance company, I have interacted with quite a few times on the phone. And I come off strong at times. So when I first when I talked to him.
Dude, you're full of one liner. Can we get that as a drop, Data? I come off strong at times. Yeah, slightly.
So I had emailed him and introduced myself. So he calls me. And actually, he didn't call me. I didn't hear back, so I called him because as times I come off strong. And I said, his name is Garrett. And I said, not Garrett Chapman. Different Garrett altogether. And I better make sure I got his name right because I think he's about to be a listener. But I said, hey, here's the deal. I need a couple of things from you. First off, you need to get my blank fixed. Second.
Yeah, the W-Sauce Chevy.
W-Sauce AT&T Gagillionaire Status Truck and Trailer Repairs E71. And I said, more than anything, I need you to be upfront and honest and communicative with me. I need you to tell me what's going on. I don't need to wait. I don't need to go 2 weeks and be like, what the hell's going on here? So he goes, dude, I got you, blah, blah, blah. So we've gone back and forth. He calls me yesterday to do a, air quote, wellness check. Hey, I haven't talked to your body shop. Do you know the status of your truck? How's it coming along?
Do you believe him? That's what he called for?
Hear me out. I think so. And then he said, now it was Tuesday yesterday, and he goes, and I emailed him last week and said, I re-upped the rental car for another week. He goes, also, have you re-upped the rental car for another week? And I missed the call because I was doing an iRace. And so I then call him back, and he asked me all these questions, and we're talking about it, and he goes, hey, you had sent me an email, and I saw the signature on your email. And
nice.
So, and I said, okay. And now this guy lives in California.
Does it say, like, executive producer, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network?
It says...
And you send personal emails from your Odyssey account, is what you're telling me.
You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, sorry.
I just had my signature
right
from my personal account.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. It says assistant brand manager, sports radio 929 The Game, executive producer, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, host The Morning Shift. The only host. Actually, says host of Squid Shift. I'm just kidding. 6 a.m. and 9 a.m.
That's cute, man.
And WZGC FM Atlanta. So all that said, he goes, so I just wonder if I could ask you a quick question. And I go, yeah. So what's your opinion on Michael Penix? And I go, boy, you're lucky you're asking me on a Tuesday and not the Friday morning after or the Friday afternoon after. So we talked, dude, I talked to Garrett for 27 of the 30-something minutes I talked to him, I'm pretty sure, was all Falcons related. NFL.
You talked to him for how long?
Over half an hour. Yeah.
This guy that was just calling to check in, just wanted to, hey man, just wondering if you heard anything about your truck. And you talked to him for
an hour. I'm sorry. 25 minutes. I apologize.
That's still a little alarming.
Say 21 of it was Falcons, NFL.
How much of it was you talking?
Well, how much of it is me talking on this show?
About 85%.
So I would say about 92%. Take a person away.
Hey, at least you're aware. At least there's some self-awareness. I love it, man.
So anyway, guy just wanted to talk. I mean, just wanted to go back and forth. He's like, look, I live in L.A. And then he goes,
lives in L.A.?
Yeah.
And we're not talking about lower Alabama, L.A.
No,
we're talking about L.A.,
like
L.A.
Los Angeles. And I said, well, dude, you mind me asking? Because I know that for, 20 years, there wasn't a team in L.A. Oakland was in.
That's a good point.
Vegas was in Oakland.
And all of a sudden
the Rams were in St. Louis.
An embarrassment of riches after a few years.
Yeah. I said, so who's your team? He goes, well, me and my, I think he said me, him and his mom. I think him and his mom have the same birthday, but it's also John Elway's birthday. He goes, I'm a Broncos fan. I grew up a Broncos fan. My mom was a Broncos fan. There was no team here. He goes, I'm a Broncos fan. I'm a Dodgers fan. And I go, Broncos fan, huh? And I'm not talking about the Dodgers. Broncos fan, huh? Okay, let's you know. So we talked about that for a while.
Are y'all listening to this man?
A good dude.
He had a half hour conversation and got this guy's mom's birthday knocked out. And what's funny is, dude, I had a similar reaction last night. I go in the gas station. I got my daughter put down. She's at a crazy age. Day to end is what I'm talking about. She's two. Everything's a complete disaster. Anyways, got her put down. I had a race coming up. I was like, I'm going to go get hydrated for this big I race tonight. You know what I mean? Got to go get some hydration, some electrolytes. So I pull up in the Chevron by my house. I'd met the guy out there before. And he kind of remembered me from the last time we met, and we kind of talked about it. He was in Mike's Mafia. Fwam, fwam, fwam. And he goes, he's kind of feeling me out. I'm not wearing anything 92.9 related. And he goes, hey, man, is that it? Is that all you need? I was like, yep, man, that's it. And he goes, hey, Braves going to win tonight? I was like, he caught me off guard. I go, who's it? Is it Sale on the mound tonight? And he goes, no, man, he's a Latin guy. No, man, Ronaldo Lopez, it's my twin. You know, he's like, man, kind of hefty like me. I was like, yeah, man. Yeah, he's like, hey, he's going to come out spitting fire tonight. So a shout out to my guy at the Chevron. I don't want to butcher his name or I'd say it, but I'd definitely butcher it. So anyways, man, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool though.
It was funny. And then last night, we get in iRacing and we can talk about that. You know, we can hit that a little bit later, but it didn't turn out well after a lot of hard. I did win an iRace with random people yesterday, which I was very proud of. But then last night, I put a lot of work in for a 23rd place finish. But you know,
I will just say this, and this will be the teaser for the rest of the show before we get to the iRace. With three laps to go, guys, me and Bo were 1-2 in the race.
And
it
I
didn't
was
finish
closing,
that way.
And I was closing fast.
It didn't finish that
I
way.
I was closing real
I thought we were
going to
get a
fast.
Show now. Hey, real quick, before we get to break, the Braves last night fall again on the road to the Seattle Mariners. Ronaldo Lopez, three earned in five innings. The Atlanta offense continues to fall flat, man. And
you know what? You're right, but you're not.
Okay.
Seattle is now 17-13. And this is exactly how Seattle has won games, by very good starting pitching. They have been.
They're almost thrifty.
They've been very good.
It is one word Wednesday today.
Bryce Miller, he had no hit through six last night, two nights ago. So did Max Fried. Yeah. And then last night, Castillo was very good. Seven innings with three hits, no runs. They're starting pitching. Has been very good in these two games. So you're not wrong that they're falling flat, but I also think it's very important to recognize the very good starting pitching that Seattle has came with. And look, Ronaldo Lopez last night, five innings. I mean, he was disastrous last night. A disastrous start for Ronaldo Lopez, giving up three earned runs in five innings.
For him, it is. For him, it is.
Six hits. His ERA just ballooned to 1.50. And
how's that for one word Wednesday?
If you don't catch our drift, we are completely tongue in cheek in this thing. But it's wild that is considered now. That was a bad start for the starting pitcher. That's the worst start they've had by a starting pitcher in like the Braves. It is and maybe 10 to 12 outings. So look, dude, it's fine.
Yeah,
it all is well. Salvage a game today at 3:40 on the road, and then you get down to L.A. And me and Garrett will be enemies for the rest of the week.
Seven innings pitch for Castillo last night. Three hits, zero earned, and he shuts down that Braves offense. Hey, when we get back, we've heard from just about everybody under the sun about the Atlanta Falcons draft. Well, yesterday we heard from probably two of the most important people. That's the Atlanta Falcons captains. You won't want to miss that on the other side. Coming back up, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That dial.
This is the Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift. Two-thirds of the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Squid, Billy Bo Morgan hanging out with you. This hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. I have a question for you before we get to this Falcon sound. We'll hear from Jesse Bates about his intro with Raheem Morris and also Chris Lindstrom about his relationship with Kirk Cousins.
Love a little Black Crows coming back, by the way.
So I realized something last night. I went to the gas station, right? I went to, like I said, to get my electrolytes ready for our iRace. I had to get hydrated.
In other words, you went and got like a Monster sugar-free?
No caffeine after 6 o'clock for me. No way.
Are you one of those people?
For sure.
No. Dude, I could drink.
I'd be up all night.
I could drink a Mountain Dew. I could chug a Mountain Dew at 11:59 and be asleep by 12:03.
You might be asleep. You ain't going to sleep good.
Oh, I will.
I had this realization because, first of all, shout out to your guys at W Sauce because I've got my W Sauce Yeti sitting right here.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
I went to the gas station last night and got myself a red Powerade.
Yeah.
Threw some ice in the W Sauce Yeti, threw a little red Powerade on top of that. I'm on my way back, driving through my neighborhood, windows down. You know, it's like April 30th, it's about to be May 1st. I think everybody has that one cup that has that one beverage that in that one setting sets itself up for the person that perfect moment. It might be a Moscow Mule in a copper cup sitting on a beach. I don't know. It might be a... There's a number of different ones. Like, do you drink like Sprite or anything like on ice in like a stadium cup? You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Like
I don't.
A beer in a pint glass on your back deck. It's just everybody's got that one. Like, oh my God, my mouth is watering right now.
It would probably be my dad's gonna kill me for this. It's probably like a draft beer, on a patio, in the spring.
Okay. On the patio of like a anywhere. Like the clubhouse or something. Cancun
could be my neighbor's back porch.
Okay.
I know that we make fun of me for drink porn, squirting the Mio in my water.
Right.
But I really don't drink anything other than water. Orange juice.
With Mio.
Orange juice. I drink water solo, too. Occasionally, I'll drink water out of my W Sauce cup. But it's either that or like a beer or like a vodka. But it's mainly I drink water. That's why I put Mio in it. When I am living the right life,
right,
there is not
right.
Mountain Dew. Now, Mountain Dew is a honey hole for me. Like that is like the you. That is there is nothing that puts me in a better place than drinking an ice cold Mountain Dew on the rocks.
Yeah,
on the rocks.
There you go, and maybe in a stadium cup.
I mean, sure. Yeah,
I used to be that guy that would go get a and we'll get to the Falcons here. I used to be that guy. I used to go buy the sleeve of Styrofoam cups and then like a gallon of unsweet tea. And that would be like, that would be my zen, dude.
My
like,
parents
I would
be like, had oh the Styrofoam God. Cups still at their house.
Dude,
you go over there, you get a
so
Styrofoam
good.
Cup, you can take home.
So
you know
good.
What's funny is for a while when I tried, a lot of some stadiums, when you're in the press box or even in the, if they have the radio booth separated from like, the press box,
and yeah,
they'll have like plastic cups.
Yeah,
and I'll take them.
Oh like, yeah, for
the,
sure.
The 16 season we played Denver, I grabbed a 2015 Super Bowl a Super Bowl champion cup from Denver Stadium, plastic.
Oh nice.
Somewhere I got it like
mile high.
I got four or five Dallas Cowboy little like plastic cups, like cocktail TikTok.
For sure.
They're like cocktail size, but like the bigger cocktail size.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're for fountain drinks.
I've got a ton of those from the Masters, the Masters cups that I rock those things out. Man, I love drinking out of those. All right. Yesterday up in Flowery Branch, the Falcons sent a number of members of their contingent. No, they weren't not going to watch Michael Penix throw the football. Penix throw the football up in Seattle. They were doing the press conference yesterday up in Flowery Branch. You heard from Jesse Bates and Chris Lindstrom and assistant GM Kyle Smith. But I want you guys to hear this Jesse Bates, the conversation he had about just how fun-loving Raheem Morris is.
He had called me. Coach Ra had called me, I think, right when he had got the job. And it was from a Tampa area code. And I didn't have his number at all. And he's like, what are you ducking me? This is Raheem Morris. And I'm like, hey, coach, usually don't say you ducking me like that. So I had no clue it was him, and then I actually talked to Jimmy Lake, and Rob was sitting there, oh, you don't want to answer my phone call? So it's just, he's a jokester, man, and he knows the difference between going to work and having a little bit, having a good vibe about himself and not always being so uptight. That causes a lot of people to almost freak out sometimes and not perform at the highest level. So. Coach Ra, I mean, he's great. He always jokes around. I played him in the Super Bowl when he beat us. He talks about he called a great game as a defensive coordinator. He brags about that all the time. So, like I said, it's just a great person. You ask anybody around the league, he's been around this league for a very long time, and I've heard nothing but positive things, and he's shown it day in and day out.
Make no mistake, there's a different air in the building right now. And I'm not going to sit here and take revisionist history shots at Arthur Smith, because I always had a very good experiences with Arthur, and I liked him. I still think he's a good coach. But did you hear the wording that Jesse Bates said? That
yeah.
He knows how to what goof off, relax, have fun, but also when to get to work, and sometimes – that can bring out the best in people, and they don't play tight. Can you isolate that day if you get a chance?
Yeah.
Little bit of a dig there, not even a poke, but just that. And I don't think Jesse Bates is that guy. But
it's not his first stop either.
But
this
I don't
could be anybody's talking about.
I don't think. No, it's his second. I don't think Jesse Bates is taking a shot per se at Arthur Smith. And I don't think he's trying to say, yeah, that guy's the reason this and that happened. However, I do think there is a little bit of like, hey, this is, there's a difference. And I do think there's a little bit there. I just don't think it's anything to make a mountain out of. But I do think there's some underlying.
Well, look, man, I'll tell you this. As a guy who's sat in that locker room before, And I realize the kind of fallback is for a lot of people. It's a child's game. You're getting paid a lot of money to play a child's game. It's a long season, dude. Like, you can't just have – and that's one of the reasons that from the beginning I was like, I don't really want Bill Belichick here. Because you can't just have this guy that just knows the grindstone all the time and you're always looking over your shoulder, worried about your job and worried about how you're going to, feed your family. And that's it. It makes it a long year. And not only that, but reportedly – the NFL trying to make it even longer. Want to play the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend and want to have 18 games and maybe two bye weeks and all this other stuff going on. So having a guy who exudes that positive attitude like Raheem does, it goes a long way in there, man. Like having that guy who can kind of lift you up on that Tuesday in mid-November when the last thing you want to do is put your pads on and go out and hit somebody, that goes a long way. And so I think that's going to be a great thing moving forward for this team. Another thing...
Mike, as management myself.
Okay.
I just do.
Do you exude the positive energy that Raheem does?
Probably not quite the positive energy.
Not to that level? Oh, okay.
But I think, there's a time to be able to joke and smile and laugh. Mm. And there's a time to roll your sleeves up and say, get out of the way if you're not going to help and let's go.
Yeah.
We
just went through one of those times here. That was last Friday at the station. It was like, hey, we got to go.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say last Monday when I was at the Urban Farm, working the hoe like nobody else.
Yeah.
But you're right. Last week, all last week was that. There's time because we had doing the draft show Thursday. That was one of those times, you got to get in there like Saturday. But like when we got to a good point. Saturday, I thought we goofed off, had fun, but still was able to bring it home.
Well, speaking of the draft, we've kind of broken down on this show, back, forward, sideways, whatever you want to do, about how these young rookies, especially these defensive linemen, fit into what they want to do. Well, yesterday, Jesse Bates talked a little bit about Jimmy Lake's new 3-4 scheme.
Yeah, it's something that I've, you know, haven't been around in the 3-4 kind of front. But it's a great mix-up. I think it's everything almost looks the same. It's very challenging playing against, you know, offenses don't like that 5-up look. But, you know, I can't say too much. We'll install, and you guys will see it 2024, what our defense will be and our team as well.
Yeah, the 5-up look he's talking about is simply you have your 3 down linemen who could be playing heads to the centers and 2 tackles, and then your 2 outside linebackers, quote-unquote, or your 2 edge rushers, whatever we're calling them. That's your 5-up kind of look. That's your 5 guys up front, your 5 guys in the line of scrimmage. We did see when we were watching film yesterday that there were times when they had 4 down linemen and 2 outside linebackers in a 6, kind of a 6-1 box. And so there's different ways. I mean, cue the music of every coach that's ever gotten a job in the last 10 years going, We're going to be multiple. Yeah, no kidding. You kind of have to be, right?
And unfortunately, that's where the fans get sick of hearing the same little cliches. But what are they supposed to say? They're not going to get up there and tell you. Raheem's not going to get up and say, well, when you see Arnold Ebiketie,
on 3rd down, we're running the cross dog.
If he's up over the tackle or just over the outside, if he's on the right shoulder of the right tackle, he's coming.
Yeah.
And if he's lined up on the left shoulder, then he's probably going to drop back in coverage or we're running some kind of twist or stunt. what is he supposed to?
You're going to want to pay attention to Ebiketie's feet. If he's in a split stance, it's a blitz. If he's flat-footed, he's in coverage.
This isn't Invincible where he says, if you guys can, if you guys see the fingers go white, it means we're coming. And the color in the fingers, it means we're not coming. All right.
Everybody's wearing gloves, for the love of God. Everybody's wearing gloves.
But that's the problem is we want to ask these questions. Well, I'm entitled to ask this question. Reporter, I'm entitled to ask this question. Yeah. Well, they're entitled to treat you like a mushroom, feed you crap and keep you in the dark. Cause that's what they're going to do. Cause they don't want to give away. Cause they got, look, all these organizations have people watching every interview that any player, coach, general manager, anything is a part of, people are watching to try to figure out what other teams are doing.
Well, I mean, and that's the nature of the beast in the NFL these days. That's why you watch film. I mean, everybody in America has access to NFL Plus and can subscribe and get the All 22 by Tuesday afternoon. Like, it's fine. If you want to be a podcaster, if you want to do a radio show like us, just simply hit that NFL Plus.
Everybody's breaking down film, man. Everybody is a film breakdown guru.
Make sure you subscribe to it. All right, we're going to get to the Chris Lindstrom sound on the other side. We're also going to hit a TB's timeout. I'll tell you how last night, with 3 laps to go, me and Bo were 1-2 in a 40-man race. It didn't end that way, though. I thought Bo was going to break his television. That's coming up on the other side. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the Morning Shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 2/3 of the morning shift. Got the Squid Squad on one side of the table. Mike's Mafia on the other side of the table holding it down for you throughout this first hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. This hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, so Squid, the rookie signees, the UDFAs as they call them, were announced yesterday. I think there's, what do we got, 10 of these guys? And I'll go through them for you real quick. Tell me if there's anybody jumps out or any situation that jumps out. You got wide receiver Isaiah Wooden out of Southern Utah. Cornerback Trey Vavau out of Minnesota State Mankato. Tight end Austin Stogner out of Oklahoma. Got a punter Ryan Sanborn out of Texas. I do remember him. Anthony Sal, Mid-America Nazarene College. Cornerback Jaden Price, North Dakota State.
Mid-American Nazarene. Isn't that where Rook or Ro-Ro-Ro came from, according to people like Turtle? No name?
Yeah.
That's where you would have thought some of our defensive linemen they drafted came from, the way people reacted.
You did get another quarterback, John Paddock, out of Illinois. Wide receiver Jaquade Jackson out of Rutgers. And then you got two offensive linemen. You got Nolan Potter from Northern Illinois. And you got Ryan Cole, 6'5", 324, out of Richmond. So that's your UDFGs.
Did you mention Austin Stogner?
Yeah, Austin Stogner.
Tight
end out of Oklahoma. Yeah.
You know, interesting story about him.
Tell me about it.
First 3 years he was at Oklahoma, transfers to South Carolina.
Okay.
Then transfers back for his fifth year at Oklahoma.
Oh, dude, don't even get me started on this.
That's
right
very
now.
Interesting. I just thought it was interesting.
I feel like you're trying to. I came in on a tangent this morning because.
No, I wasn't trying to start anything. I just thought it was an interesting tidbit that I saw.
It seems like, and Dede and Dylan, y'all can weigh in on this too. It seems like every 3 minutes on my phone, somebody has entered the portal that either was at the school you like, or is coming to the school you like. Or they were at the school you like, and they went somewhere else, and maybe they're coming back to the school you like.
Every day.
Every day. It has made it impossible to keep up with. And honestly, it's made it not really fun to keep up with because I don't even know anymore. You're like, do you even know who's going to play for your squad? Whoever your squad is, do you even know who's going to play with them in September? You have no idea at this point.
No clue. And at this point, you're just like, well, why don't I just wait until fall camp starts? And like, then 100%. Then I know when stuff is at least a little bit more dialed in and nailed in as far as what the roster is actually going to look like. And right now, it's like it's a crapshoot trying to, like you said, figure it all out.
It's a wild west.
You'd still be premature. You need to wait to week two, honestly, seriously, people decide they're quitting teams in fall camp these days.
Is it somehow against the law or is it something they cannot enforce to sign these guys to contracts right now and say, dude, you're not going to make this money until we go? Because I feel like what's happening is some of these guys are hitting the portal in January.
Why can't they? What rules? What rules are out there?
I don't know if it's enforceable.
There are no rules. There are no rules. So if a school says this is our rule.
I guess my bigger question, not is it enforceable, but is there schools like that are just throwing that money away saying, hey, if you just transfer here, period, right now, we'll give you $100,000.
Well, there's no way to.
Behind the eight ball.
There's no way to recoup the money. But whoever's giving the money can say, the sponsor of the money can say, "Hey, you don't get this unless you play. You are eligible to play." And I know injury without injury not determining, but you're eligible to play by means being on the roster, not in the portal. You showed up, injured or not, on the sideline for X amount of games.
Well, a lot of these guys not getting to know their teammates before they hit the portal, and then they're backing right out. And listen, Caden Proctor is a prime example at Alabama. Goes to Iowa, comes back, and there's a number of guys like that right now. Speaking of continuity, though, I do want to get this Chris Lindstrom sound because yesterday he talked, and I even theorized, Bo, on this show, maybe this is a time in the sixth round to draft an offensive lineman. But you got Ryan Neusel, you got Storm Norton, you signed a couple of these UDFAs, and Chris Lindstrom talked yesterday about that continuity along the offensive line.
Yeah, I think just the simplest things of, like, you strip everything down every single year, right? And you want to make sure your foundation's good going forward. But a lot of the times we're not wasting time to explain a drill. Like, Led has a drill, we do the drill. As players who've been in the system, we understand the emphasis of the drill, what we're actually trying to work, what are we trying to accomplish in every single thing that we do. And we have that across the board. And then just in terms of working with people, everybody knows what everybody's best looks like, or like kind of push themselves and like, hey, if something's not up to 100%, like, you can kind of talk with them and, like, see different things. And also, we built those relationships where it's, like, constantly asking for feedback. So I asked the guys, like, did you see something here? And they know the way that I play, and I know the way that they play. And so it's, like, really, really such a great resource, and, like, really extremely fortunate for the culture that we have in our room. And it's so I'm so lucky and thankful to be a part of it.
That's why I'm really why I'm really excited that Dwayne Ledford came back.
Yeah,
D-Led, as some of us call him. The real D-Led.
He ain't the real D-Led.
No, I know. What's that? But seriously, in all seriousness, Led, the offensive line coach, I'm glad he came back because he can help build on that. I think there's going to be different philosophies that they're going by this year. But having someone you can trust in the trenches and coaching you in the trenches is extremely important.
Yeah.
And because there were misfires in some areas of the team last year, doesn't mean everything was flawed.
I think that the normal fan, and I'm just talking about the one that, hey, you'll wear the Falcons tee on a Saturday, but you don't really know who they might have signed in free agency, like that normal fan doesn't understand how big of a deal it is to have continuity in the offensive line. Like, it is. It might even be more important than your physical skill set individually.
It's why the stat always – two things. A, what is it something that I've tried to say, and I know you are big on this. You don't need an all-pro at every position on the offensive line. It's impossible. You don't need a pro bowler at every – you just need – you need – it's nice to have one with a bunch of guys that are good enough to do their job and can communicate and work together. But the second thing is why the stat is always dropped late in the season – this offensive line has played every snap together, or they're missing all these guys. There's only been one game this year where all five of these guys started together. That's why it's so big. I don't want to go off on a tangent here completely left field, but you know, you were talking about the soft drink the drink of choice mm-hmm. that you sit with.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob hit me up and said on Twitter, and he asked me up all the time, and he goes, nothing better than a Mountain Dew in a red Solo cup with a mouthful of Bacon Ranch Doritos.
Whoa.
I actually said Bacon Ranch sunflower seeds.
I was going to say, man, calm down, buddy.
And I said Funyuns.
That sounds like one of those up all night video game nights.
There's nothing better than a regular Mountain Dew and Funyun potatoes. Not really chip potato chips, but Funyun chips.
Yeah.
You know Funyuns, right?
Oh, for sure.
You guys had Funyuns before?
Come
Dylan,
on, bro.
I know you haven't.
Don't test
you're like, what?
I'm not a Funyun guy, actually. I like onion rings. Yeah.
First of all.
You don't like Funyuns, huh? That's interesting.
First of all, Funyuns used to be my favorite chip. Thank you very much.
Chip. Don't call it a chip, man.
I mean, it's in the chip category. Relax.
It's fried paste. You know what I mean?
Either way it goes, though. But, yes, I have had Funyuns a bunch of times.
I think that's something we get back to in the wake-up call when you guys call in today. What is your favorite drink-snack combo? Can be anything. It could be...
Throw the cup in there, too, because I want to know what kind of cup you're drinking out of.
It could be like, you know...
Is it a Stanley?
It could be a, a Hey Man Ale with a kielbasa.
Yeah.
Like, snack. You know, it doesn't matter.
Look, I will say we had this sign in our offensive line room, back to your offensive line point in the continuity. The punch of a fist is stronger than the flick of one finger. Let's hit a TB's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Because there's five entities.
You like that.
Because there's five, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and not just one.
Yeah, not just one.
Oh, I get it, because I was really confused. I was like, I wanted to say no blank.
That's the best kind of signs, you know what I mean? You have to think about them for a second. I'm going to try to spell the story out from last night, me and Squid's racing league. It's a simulation. It's real to me. It's real. I'm going to try to spell this out to where anybody that has never done this before can kind of understand it. So Squid and I are involved in this thing called iRacing, right? Essentially, it's a simulator where, like, you don't hit a button and hit the pause, right? You don't hit – there's no autopilot on this thing. Like, you have to actually have a steering wheel and pedals. I have a gaming seat with the lumbar support that looks like I'm in a fighter jet. And I'm strapped in.
I have an office chair.
I'm strapped in on Tuesday night. So I hope you don't take offense when I say this. Bo has struggled a little bit in his inaugural year in the league. I've been doing this a while.
No, I have struggled. We've struggled with finding speed and handling at the same time.
That's right.
And me and the crew chief have been putting in countless hours.
Right. So Bo worked hard yesterday to try to get his speed right at Kansas Speedway for our race last night. I am not in first place in the league, but yesterday I was winning by a pretty good margin. The problem is
my
tires were running low.
Let's give the quick summary. Race starts out. I was fourth on the grid.
Yeah, at the beginning.
And race started out poorly for me.
Yep.
Got turned by the 12 car.
Yeah.
And so I went to the back. And I had to.
You go
survive.
To the back. That's usually the end of your day. That's tough to come back from.
I just survived some cautions, early cautions, and we get in the middle of the. I would say about it was a 70 lap race, I think.
Yeah, 67. Yep.
I think about lap 25, we started a green flag run that would hopefully carry us to the finish, and I went from 35th to second.
Yeah.
And
Bo is running up on me hot, right? There's three laps to go. I'm doing the math in my head. Can he catch me in three laps? Can he catch me?
I'm basically taking a 2 seconds off. I'd gotten it to, what, 4.5? And we got 10 laps to go, and I'm 8 seconds away. And when we get to three, I'm like,
catching me rapidly.
What, 3.5, something like
rapidly.
That?
Rapidly. So we had another buddy of ours in the league who was 2 laps down, not a factor in the race, who just piles it in. Takes some guy out, causes a caution, which means everybody's going to bunch back up. It was me and Bo 1 and 2 when the green flag drops with 2 laps to go. Bo spins his tires, goes into the grass.
I too was on worn tires.
Wipes out 2 other people. He wishes it sounded like that. I won the race 2 laps later. Bo finished 23rd, unfortunately. So right back to about where he usually finishes.
No, I actually finished better than I normally finish.
Wait. So can I get something straight here?
Yeah, go ahead.
So you're telling me, Bo, the man who has come at me multiple times for folding in a clutch situation, and it was nobody else's fault. He folded in a clutch situation?
Oh,
wow, no.
Time to pay.
Actually, all right, Bo.
All right, hold on. Take it down a level because you're pretty loud in my ear. First off, it wasn't.
That's pot calling I was, kettle black, isn't it?
I was coming. I was making clutch move. I went from the 35th to second, and over a 20 lap span, by passing my tires had worn completely out. Now Mike's were a little bit more worn, but if you don't know how a restart goes, Mike was the leader.
I was the control car.
So I go on Mike's start, and Mike did go before I thought he was going to go. Not his fault. It's not his fault. That he did it right. And when I saw him going, I went. And when I went, those worn down tires, I must not have cleaned them well either. I
didn't do the swerving.
Because
you know what I mean? Got to go back and forth.
Instead of – this is where the simulator comes in. You know, video game, you're just going to take off.
Yeah.
But – the tires didn't go. They spun.
And basically, what Dylon's trying to say, though, is if you don't hit the free throws at the end of the game, it don't matter.
Because this
could have dropped 35. You ain't clutch.
Real quick, this is what happened for me. We were down a whole bunch, came back. I drew the foul at the three-point line with the chance to give the team the win, and I folded just like you folded.
Did you score all the points to bring you back?
No, but I scored some.
Well, this different. I did. I scored all the points to bring us back.
Man, you still folded.
And I used up my tires.
Oh, man. Coming up on hour number 2 of the morning shift, Mike and Squid hanging out with you. We'll get to this Kyle Smith. Kyle Smith talks about that 5-year plan at quarterback, what that window looks like, and why they felt like they had to jump on Michael Penix right there at 8. Coming up all on the other side, the morning shift, Mike and Squid hanging out with you. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.